All right, we are back. Thanks again for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea. And as I teased before the break, it is the Wednesday after a Tuesday night Lander City Council meeting, which means it is Monty's Minutes, where we have Lander Mayor Monty Richardson stop by to chat about the council meeting and all the other happenings in Lander. Before we dive into it today, Mayor Richardson, how are we doing this morning?
Good, Vince. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Well, we're going to talk about the hog roast here in a few, but we were kind of chatting before the show started today. We're just tired.
Yeah, it looked like we're both dragging a little bit. It was a busy weekend.
Busy weekend, and yeah, my brain's operating about 75%, and that's being generous. I think it's probably closer to half.
I think we're all that way. It was a big weekend.
But before we dive into recapping all of the weekend events and how the pig roast went, we had a Lander City Council meeting last night, and it seemed like there was a lot of action going on there. You want to break down what happened last night?
Sure, Vince. Thank you. We had 10 resolutions we had to get approved, and they were all for infrastructure projects. The ARPA money's out, and they've told us what we need to do. So we're going to apply for we have 10 projects shovel-ready, ready to go. And the total amount is $45 million is if we were to receive all 10 projects. I don't see that happening. I see that if we can get one or two and double and triple our funds that we have for this, our match funds, then that would be great because that would put us at $27 million on three projects.
So, okay.
But we're sending those in. We're getting them submitted. It passed it unanimously. By the council to move forward.
And those are improvements for, I'm looking at, right. Fifth Street, Fremont, Buena Vista, Lincoln, headwork structure for sewer lagoons, First Street, Cascade, Dillon Vista, Baldwin Creek, and McFarland Drive. Is that correct?
That's correct. I was just reading them here, and that's what we have.
Nice.
And I don't think there's a project under $4 million, and that's what we have for match money. Is the $4 million, and that's the 1 cent tax. But this is all infrastructure, and if we can use that for match and we get two or three projects, I mean, we've doubled our money. So I don't see us getting all 10. That'd be great if they give us $45 million because these are just 10 projects. Can you imagine what the rest of the city costs us to fix?
Oh, man.
But we got to start somewhere, and, you know, like I said, it's just, it's time. The infrastructure's old, and it's time that we start moving forward and fixing it. So, and this is one way we can do it without bringing the cost back to the citizens of Lander.
Definitely.
It'll help, so.
Oh, and I didn't get to chat with you about did everything end up working out okay with Eugene Street there?
Right, we had that was an old concrete sewer line in their main, and it just, you can send cameras down it, and you can look at it and see, and it looked good. But once it starts going and decaying, it just went. And Eugene, that sewer line was probably put back in the 50s, so.
It was time.
It was time. And that's where all of our infrastructure is time. If we can get by, they're in pretty good shape, but we got to replace them. It's time to start replacing.
Definitely.
So that's what we're working on. We're trying to figure out a way to make our money go farther. So we can get more projects done, and, you know, and got to thank Lance Hopkins and stuff for getting these projects designed and ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, that was quite a big conversation. It passed unanimously with all council members agreeing on it. So, like I said, it's good things. Money's there. If we don't, and people don't understand, if we don't go after it, somebody else will. So why not? We need to go after these projects and get our city fixed up. So we're moving forward with that. So we'll see what kind of funding we get from them. You know, and even if we get one, we've still doubled our money.
Right, exactly.
You know, you look at these projects and just the Fifth Street project to redo it from Fremont to Jefferson, that, you know, $6.9 million.
Yeah, that's
so. If we just used our 1 cent sales tax, we couldn't even do half of the project.
Right.
So, if we can double that and triple that and get that street done, that'd be great. Baldwin Creek's another one. That's $4 million. So, Buena Vista, that's $6.7 million to fix that street. And we got to fix what's underneath it also.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
You know, and Cascade, $4.8 million. I mean, there's a lot of projects that we need to get done and make us better. The headworks at the sewer lagoon, $5.5 million. That really went up. So and we know the cost of everything's going up, Vance. And
well, that's the tough part is how unpredictable that is right now. Right. I mean.
So, but then that was on our, we did have an executive council a meeting, so executive sessions, and it was just on real property, but can't say much about that.
Right,
but,
executive session.
And then we did have, in the work session following the regular meeting, we did have the Lander Valley Farmers Market come in and ask and had concerns of a place to stay call home, so they're not moving around every weekend or swapping. So
mm-hmm.
I think we'll sit down and come up with a meet with them again. I will and come up with a place. So
but that'd be a good idea. Yeah, hopefully set up something kind of semi-permanent.
Right.
Yeah, each season at the very least.
So we'll work on them with them. Very nice, calm meeting, I thought, last night. So I was pleased with it. And I said that was about it. It just it still took 2 hours. So
right.
We're talking big dollars and big
exactly.
ticket items, and it takes a while, and some good questions asked. But like
just
I said,
for the stage, that was just the application for those
right.
grants that you guys approved last
right.
night.
So gotcha. Hopefully that we land a few of them, because I don't think many of the people in the state's got shovel-ready projects ready to go, and we want to be the first ones in.
Yeah.
Because it makes a big difference. If you have match money and you have shovel-ready projects, then they're going to look at us first.
Does that speed up the...
It speeds up the process.
Okay.
So, like I said, we don't have to go to design. They're already designed.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been working on that. They're ready to send in. So, let's hope that helps us get these projects. Like I said, I got good crews down there working at the city for the citizens and being respectful. And then we talked about the open house we're having on, I handed it to you.
Oh,
there.
Yeah, we did want to mention that. So do you want me to give this back to you here
sure,
for a second?
Sure, if you want. I handed it to you so you'd have it, and you already posted it. So
Yeah, we did post this on County 10, but for any of our listeners who didn't see that,
right.
Mayor Phillison.
Yeah, it's an open house Wednesday, August 3rd from 3 to 6 p.m., and then we're going to have information up there if you want to talk about the 1 cent optional sales tax, flood mitigation projects, anything that you want to talk about, we'll be up there to answer the questions. So just try to keep our communications open and be transparent. And but it's from 3 to 6 on August 3rd. So have questions, come up, and we'll get them answered for you. So like I said, so we're all on the same page together. So like I said...
And this will be, so this is an open Q&A. People can come prepared with their questions.
Right.
Perfect.
So it'll be a good, and like I said, we're going to focus on the flood mitigation and the 1 cent capital improvement projects.
Well, and that'll be good too, because that's 3 hours, a good chunk of time where you can get specific with the questions and dive into them.
And you
them.
Can get right up front.
Yeah.
If it's Lance you want to talk to, if it's me you want to talk to,
uh-huh.
you can come up and we can answer these questions. So, like I said, it's open house on Wednesday, August 3rd from 3 to 6 p.m.
At the community center. Gotcha.
Right. So, I said just come up and get your questions answered. And so when you walk away, you feel better than knowing what's going on.
Definitely.
So, on that note, that was about it, but... On the other note, should we dive into this pig roast?
Yeah, thing? You know, let's go take a quick commercial break here, and then when we come back, we will go ahead and start talking about the recap of what ended up being another awesome and what is going to hopefully now be an annual event. We're going to be right back after a quick word from our sponsor.
Are you a Fremont County business owner? Do you want to drive more traffic to your business location? Do you want to build connections and learn from other businesses? Do you want to play an active role in the direction or leadership of the community? Do you want to promote a stronger local economy, community, or workforce? The Lander Chamber of Commerce is here to help. The Lander Chamber of Commerce serves businesses in Lander, Riverton, Dubois, and all of Fremont County. To learn more, visit LanderChamber.org and take their membership personality quiz. The Lander Chamber of Commerce. Their business is your business.
The Steamboat Orthopedic and Spine Institute of Lander is an orthopedic clinic comprised of local, dedicated, and highly trained staff, including 10 physicians and dozens of medical care and support staff, bringing world-class care to Lander, Wyoming, and surrounding areas. SOSI brings an unparalleled level of specialized trained orthopedic surgeons to the region with the mission to provide our patients with exceptional service and experienced orthopedic and spine care in surgical management, non-surgical treatments, recovery, and rehabilitation from head to toe. The combined expertise of our staff provides state-of-the-art care in a personal and professional manner. We are deeply embedded in the community and great enthusiasts of the outdoors, local education, and area charities. Steamboat Orthopedic and Spine Institute of Lander is proud to welcome Holly Johnson to the team. Holly is now accepting appointments. Call to make an appointment today, 307-206-9300. We're located at 8185 Wyoming 789 in Lander.
All right, we are back. Thanks again for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea. And as I mentioned before the break, we are going to be chatting with Lander Mayor Monty Richardson about the hog roast, doing a recap here. Mayor, as we were kind of teasing at the beginning of the hour here, we're still feeling it, huh?
Oh, man, I'll tell you, it was a busy day.
Well, we had the Courage to Change 5K at 8 a.m., so we were both there like around 7:30, 7:45.
Right.
And that was another awesome event. But the first guy came in, what, 18 minutes?
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
He ran, I'm going to tell you what. But, you know, there was two kids behind him at 2 and 24?
Yeah, they were barely.
And they were eighth graders.
Mm-hmm.
So, and like I said, then they just straggled in. But an 18-minute, and he says that's a 5K course perfect. That's what he runs it in.
Yeah.
And that's what he does is run. And like I said, I was just impressed. And, you know, and I shrugged these runs off and stuff. But that was fun.
It was.
I had a good time watching him run across the finish line. I want to thank Corey and Holly Butler for putting this together through the Wild Now program and raising funds for them. It was a great time. I think that'll be part of the pig roast from now on.
Oh, for sure. And then Janet Kaiser for helping, too. She was registering folks. And yeah.
And then I figured I could probably walk it. Might not be a bad thing for me, too, but you better wait an hour for me to get in.
I thought the same thing. I was like, you know, they asked me, are you going to be doing it? And I'm like, well, I'm going to slow the works down, that's for sure.
Right.
But if I was mentally prepared for it, I will do it next year.
Right.
You know, I'd really like to. So.
And I think it'd be fun.
Yeah.
You know, and it's cool in the morning. And
it was
a great, beautiful
the whole day. Luckily, was, I mean, it was actually, I was commenting, it was very much a humid Ohio day. That
right.
was the one drawback because it was very humid. But that also meant that there was a lot of clouds in the sky. So it was overcast, but in a good way. It was a good temperature the whole day.
It was. It was just a great day to have a picnic for the community and everybody get outside and enjoy each other.
Well, and I'm just now realizing too, I'm jumping ahead a day. It was 2 days this year. So you were actually there the night before as well,
Friday
correct?
As well, yeah. We were serving hamburgers and hot dogs the night before. So
I think I saw Larson and White, council members John Larson and Missy White were there too.
They were helping. They helped both days also. So
Chief Peters was serving up some food.
That guy's awesome. He was a good find for our community.
Oh, I was commenting about that to my dad, actually. I was like, that's awesome that our police chief, I saw him serving food the night before, up running the 5K the next day, back to serving food for the community, and then hanging out and enjoying some of the music for the day.
Right.
I was like, how many people get to say that?
Yeah, he served food with us the whole time. But, you know, I do want to go back and thank a few people, and he's one.
Mm-hmm.
And Corey and Holly Butler, another ones.
Jeff Cordier, too, at the Rock Church. Rock Church, 5K.
For sure. And Janet Bob Kaiser and Forrest Parker from VFW. Mm-hmm. We couldn't put those on. Those are partners. Did a lot of work. We're getting older, as we find out.
Y'all, but you guys are an inspiration, though. I was like, you know what? If they're running around, none of us get to complain. You know what? Right. They're out doing this, too. So.
And they worked hard. But we'll just start Friday night. This was, I want to thank Adam Kilpatrick for getting all the music lined up this weekend. Awesome job, Adam. Mm-hmm. That's at Tony's Pizza. But he's part of our donors also. But just did a great job. And he brought breakfast pizza in for the people that worked all night and the volunteers in the morning. And then we also had a gentleman from Pavilion. And Tanya Groomson, he made us breakfast burritos. Did you get one of those?
No, I didn't, but
that was awesome.
That's so cool, though, that they were doing that. It's so nice. So
that was a minister from Pavilion. And like I said, there's so many people to thank to make this happen.
Oh, I know. Well, while you're talking about Pavilion, too, I just thought that was cool. Mayor Pattison was there with his daughter, right. Taylor, and she sang the national anthem. That was really cool.
She does a great job.
I saw she graduated this year, this past year, and I was covering their high school's graduation. And she sang a couple songs. I was like, oh, my God, this girl's got a career ahead of her.
Yeah, she does. So, like I said, just being all involved, we had Mayor from Hudson there. Come up and told me this is one of the best things he's seen done for a community. And they're part of our community as well. And I look at our community as Fremont County as a whole and trying to bring everybody
definitely.
Together. So, and this whole weekend was about mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we had like 15 booths set up there.
Yeah.
And everybody was talking about mental health. And we're trying to help people get through these rough times. And, you know, when Wyoming per capita is the highest in the nation for suicides,
mm-hmm.
and we turn around and Fremont County is the highest for suicides in the state of Wyoming, that's mm-hmm. scary.
So it is scary.
We need to address this as a whole community, Fremont County as a whole. And I said we get the other mayors on board. They're on board. I have a meeting with all the mayors on Thursday up in Dubois. So we'll be going to Dubois Thursday.
Okay.
For that FCAG meeting. But like I said, I just can't thank people enough for stepping up and recognizing that this is a big-time issue and we got to work on it. Tanya Groom-Smith with Care and Prevention had a great job. We had the county people there. I mean, just a lot of people. We had some churches there handing out stuff on suicide prevention and mental health. But you can get help from all these places.
So exactly.
We'll get a better list of everybody that's on there for next week and come down and make sure we have everything written down. But I have a lot of it written down, but there were so many volunteers to thank.
Well, and like you nailed it on the head there. I wrote the article and posted that yesterday about the coverage of the event. And I tried to do, I'm pulling that up right now, just a recap at the end of all the people that, right. And I couldn't do it. I was like, oh my gosh, if I start I'm not going to have enough time to to
right.
name. And I don't want to be dismissive of anybody, but I mean, down right. to the sound crew, Bill Hastings, Sean Francis, and Brad Christensen.
There was just so many people.
So many.
That helped put this on. You know, we had the cornhole tournament. Ed Newbolt from the Fremont County Cornhole Association put that on. He's on board for next year. He said, what a great time to go over and see people have a good time.
Yeah.
Have fun. You've seen people hugging each other. Hadn't seen each other for a while. A lot of handshakes and just people visiting and smiling and no stress. We don't want any stress down there. And like I said, it went real well. And
well, one observation, because, I mean, I was there the whole day. Compared to last year, it almost felt like there was more people last year, like, all at once. You know, like, there's a big crowd
right.
But this year, there were so many people that were there the whole day.
Yeah, and they stayed.
Compared to, I mean, they were, I mean, at least probably between 100, 150 people were right. there the whole day. I mean, that's a long day to even, no matter what, if you're enjoying it or not. It's a long day of entertainment, but they stuck around, and you could just see they were sticking around because they were having a good time.
They were, you know, and like I said, it was just a great time, great music. You know, some of those gals that sang at Friday night in the songwriters competition, there's one little gal, and I'm going, man, she about made me cry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a personal song she was singing, and mm-hmm. you're going, man, the traumas and stuff that are in people's lives, we don't know. And, you know, and I always have this saying, I don't know how you're feeling or what's going on in you, because I'm not in your shoes. I don't walk in your shoes every day.
Right.
So if we all have that aspect and understanding with people and say, man, I don't know. They don't know what I go through. They're not walking in my shoes. So I'd hope somebody's understanding with me also.
Oh, well, yeah, just think about the courtesy that you would love to have extended to you when you're going through a bad day and be like, oh, well, maybe that's how other people are too. If you just take that extra step of logic and emotion there, yeah.
And that's why I said this is what this is all about. And, you know, and like I said, Fremont County is a great community to live in, not just Lander, but Fremont County as a whole. And, you know, I can thank the other mayors for being part of all this. I want to hit some sponsors. We can't do this without all of our sponsors. And I just want to read a few of them off. City of Lander, Atlantic City Credit Union, Central Bank and Trust, Mr. D's, Tony's Pizza, VFW Post 954, Western Printing, Wyoming Community Bank, the Lohr Foundation. They stepped up and mm-hmm. helped with all the music and stuff. And we have to rent that sound system, so Adam made that happen so we could
The Lander Creative Arts Club and the Lander Adult Prom that helped fund for that too.
So, and that was good, and the Adult Prom was fun. We went to it, so we hadn't been to a prom in 50 years. So
yeah, it seemed like it was a great time. So,
there's a lot going on in our community, people trying to make things better. I want to thank both my daughters, Tesha and Teresa. They stayed in there all day.
Yeah, they were serving the whole day. Weren't they?
And they were tired when we got done. But I want to thank them, Teresa Weitzel and Tesha Waller. Thank you guys very much. Chief Peters hung in there the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
I got to thank that guy, man. He's a trooper. And his family were there. I'd like to thank Bill Crosby. He's an anesthesiologist at the Heart Clinic. He's a little guy in there. Boy, that guy stayed right with us the whole day also.
Oh, yeah.
Councilman Larson, awesome help. John and Missy White, I can't thank you guys enough for stepping up and thinking of the community, giving your weekends up also.
Mm-hmm.
So, and these are all volunteers. You know, Holly and Corey Butler, they did a great job.
Everyone in the smoke pit crew too. There was some LVHS students that were there by choice, and some that were there for community service. But either way, they were there and they showed up. I snapped a photo of them, and they were all smiles. I mean, you get a group of boys together, getting to tear apart some hog and have some good food. They were having a good time.
Yeah, and that son-in-law over there pulling pork brought his pullers in and pulled pork all day on Saturday and made sure it worked. So, and that's Joey Waller. So, well, thank you guys very much. I want a big shout out to Earl and Bill Osborne.
Yeah, yeah.
And Paul Downing's one that supplied the hogs and all, and they both supplied smokers. I mean, we had 7 smokers and 13 pigs smoking,
mm-hmm.
and they spent the whole night outside, you know, and making sure these were cooked just
camping
right.
out the whole night.
Yeah, they did a great job.
I said, it throws fending off mountain lions and campers the whole night.
Yeah, you know, and we forget this stuff and what it takes to put one of these on, you know,
mm-hmm.
and we had, I think 15 bags of pellets that we had to have and smoke. But Paul Downing and Downing Farms and stuff, he does a lot of catering. He comes over and does this for us for nothing because he believes in our cause.
Totally.
So, like I said, we can't thank him enough for being there. You know, I had another crew there. Ray Jean and Ron Fossen were there the whole day
mm-hmm.
and helping us out. And Annie was there helping us all afternoon. And Hunter Roseberry, who's my public works assistant director, and he's new, and he'd give up his whole day to be there.
That's the new hire, correct?
That's the new hire.
Yeah.
But he's there. Rachel Fontaine, she's another new hire. We're changing the face of Lander's change, and the old people are passing down the clock and the times because they know they're at the retirement age. So, mm-hmm. and we knew it was coming. I didn't know it was going to be this fast, but
right.
You know, and people are retiring because we are getting older. So, you know, like I said, John Rounds and the football team. Thank you for getting them there, John. We do appreciate it. I don't want to miss Gail Stillwater,
mm-hmm.
CBNT. She put the games together for the kids, and she's got two little kids, and she's running ragged, and she's done a great job. The kids had fun.
Oh,
I mean, they were wet when they come in. And
that was so great, though, the whole day. I mean, everyone was having a good mental health day, but especially the kids.
And they need it, too.
And then even at the end of the night when the Eternal Reality metal band was performing, and it was a lot of high school and younger college-age kids that were coming up. I mean, they were just so happy and excited to have something that different and that cool in their little town. And
right. And the thing about it is that's what this is about. We want to bring our kids home.
Mm-hmm.
We want to have some economic growth so our kids can come and enjoy what we've enjoyed for 50-some years.
Definitely.
Well, 66 on my part, but
right.
trying to make myself younger, Vince. But like I said, it was all in all, it was just a great day, and I think we need to be out there and be considerate about and worry about mental health through the whole state. And if we can get some other things going on, I think it'd be great. I did talk to Paul Downing, and the mayor of Jackson called and wants to try and do something up there, same type of caliber. So we're reaching out. It takes one little step to do stuff to recognize this is a good thing.
Right.
And then we have that documentary, the little gal, Brooke, that came from California.
Yeah, how'd that go?
I had a meeting with her a week prior to this, and she said, and she come, and I did a little more interview with her, and she took pictures and videoed the whole thing, and she said she couldn't believe that a community could do this and pull this off together.
Mm-hmm.
And especially, I'm the first one that she interviewed. She's had no other politician or political figure want to interview on these topics. So this is an ongoing documentary. I can't wait to see it as soon as she's done. She's going to send it to us.
Yeah, let us
know.
I gave
her your card. So, but like I said, we just need to get out there. And if we're the front leaders of this, all it takes is one little place to start something, and maybe it'll carry over on the country. So like I said, just a great place to live here in Lander, Wyoming. I want to keep it a great place. And I know a lot of people, they don't want to see it grow, but we can still keep that small town feel here.
Well, yeah, events like these are just, I mean, I don't know. We knew we were a part of something special again 2 years in a row, that's for
that's,
sure.
That's great. And this is something we need to keep going and moving forward. And like I said, we can't do it without these sponsors helping us out and people volunteering. This was a coffee group table we had, meeting we had, if you remember, 2 years, 3 years
mm-hmm.
ago, and what can we do? And we know there's issues and problems, and our neighbors to the west of us, they come in and helped us also. So, like I said, just a great time. The cornhole tournament went well. The people from Casper that won it last year won it again this year. They almost got beat.
All right. Yeah, we need to figure something out
there.
We
got to
get
some teams together.
We need to start a Fremont County or Lander team.
Right.
That,
it is just, we just need to get people out there. I mean, I think they had over 40-some teams again. It went until 4 o'clock before we announced the winners. So, like I said, it's Ed Newbolt, can't thank you enough. Excited to see you next year.
Oh, Fremont Dodge was another one
right.
that reached out to all. I mean, too many businesses to name. That I think there was probably like 20 to 30 businesses that
helped us.
Well, that they donated items to the raffle that
right.
Fremont Dodge was giving out all day. And there were some great things they were giving
right.
away. I mean, there was a car jack. I mean, just a $500 gift certificate to Mr. D's.
Man, I could have used that.
I know. That's what I thought. I was like, yeah, I should have signed up for the raffle. But, you know, when you're hosting, it felt kind of weird.
It's just like when you're the mayor, it's pretty hard to sign up. You want
right,
to
yeah,
it.
You want to.
And
but
then if they draw your name, they throw it away.
Exactly.
But like I said, just a great time. The vendors, I can't thank all those. They're nonprofit organizations is what it's about. I told the Dodge people, there's no advertisement. Just do your raffle, and we appreciate it. Give more gifts away. My granddaughter won one of the fishing poles. You thought she would just won the lottery. I mean, she just tickled pink about that fishing pole.
Oh, she's that's awesome.
6 years old. And
there's no better feeling as a kid than winning something like that.
She was busy, and she come grab me. Come on, Papa, they said my name up on the stage. Let's go. I says, you're going to have to take your dad or your mom.
At least you got the fishing pole and not the 8-year-old girl that won the car detailing kit. That was she got up. She looked at. She's all smiles. She sees it. She goes, I'll give this to mom or dad. She had a good response to it.
That's good. And the kids are respectful, and that's what I like. Yeah. They were just tickled pink to get to have something, and that's what this is about. And those two little girls will remember this the rest of their lives.
Oh, for sure.
They will. And for sure. I remember when I won that fishbowl. I won a detailing for my parents. Give it to dad.
We were at that place in the park where there was all the good music and good food, and we kept on winning things, and it was fun.
So like I said, we couldn't do this out without our sponsors. And like I said, a lot of hard work went in by the sponsors and to help us out. As like I said, I just can't thank people enough. I love the 5K run, and their logo, theme was courage to change, and I think that's what we all need to remember. We got to have courage and to change it. We're not going to make everybody happy, but I think we can have
those hard discussions and talks for sure.
And then we're going to always disagree, but let's respect each other. And still walk away as friends.
Exactly.
I have friends that I don't agree with, but we're still friends.
Yeah, you can break bread over a free pulled pork sandwich.
That's right. So,
well, Mayor, we are going to have to wrap things up here
today.
We do appreciate you stopping by. Like I said, it was just fun to recap the event with someone else that was there.
Right, and I appreciate you guys here at the radio station in County 10 for helping us out put this on, because we can't do it without you and getting the word out. So, like I said, just a great bunch of people took their time and their efforts to make this happen.
And if there is anyone we did forget, we do apologize, because like we said, it was a large group of the community coming together for that.
Oh, I want to say too, real quick, I don't know how many people come through, but I do know that we served about 3,500 servings.
And that's amazing.
That's amazing.
And like we said before too, even if that was multiple people going back for more, that means they were hungry.
They were hungry.
They were hungry and they got fed.
And that was just, the boats that we had that we served in, and I sent Councilman Larson down to the store 2 or 3 times to get more plates. So
we need more plates.
So we went real well. So just thank everybody out there for participating. Can't wait till next year. And I think we'll have a great time.
I'm looking forward to it already.
Me too.
All right. Thanks, Mayor.
Thanks, Vance. I appreciate you
stopping by. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to throw things over to the Today in the 10 portion of the hour. After a quick word from our sponsor, we'll have some Fremont County news from Jared Anderson, the County 10 Sports Update from Wyatt Berichka, followed by your National Native News and Daily Agriculture Today report coming your way in just a few minutes.